Hello, this is a Radio 4 book programme of some sort, presumably, and I am its presenter. I don't get a name, it just says presenter. And no wonder, because after this bit, it's basically just tell me more and go on for the whole sketch. Joining me now is Nicholas Bolton, the editor of a new book, 500 Things to Do Before You're 30. Nicholas Bolton, welcome to the show. Tell me more.
Thank you, presenter. It's a pleasure to be here. Just to pick you up on one thing, it's not actually a new book. It's a new edition of quite an old one.
Really?
Yes. In fact, we've been publishing this book in some form or other ever since the Bronze Age, when it read in its entirety, two things to do before you're 30. One, survive. Two, procreate.
Tell me more.
Well, this was the version we carried on publishing unchanged for the overwhelming majority of all human history. Eventually, and in relative terms, incredibly recently, we added a third thing to do in some markets, try to find a way of not minding too much about death.
Go on.
Well, these two or three things to do before you're 30 were more than enough of a challenge for almost everyone who ever lived, until just a couple of dozen years ago when incredible advances in first world standard of living meant we could suddenly revise it up to 50 and start making people feel inadequate for not paragliding, swimming with dolphins or going to Bali.
And that's the version you're reissuing this year?
Yes, only it's now 500 things to ensure that not even the most dedicated, time and money-rich 20-something can possibly achieve them all.
So, can we expect 1,000 things next year?
Well, no, because during the course of this interview, I've become overwhelmed with shame. And I've realised that while there's nothing wrong with telling people about exciting or interesting things they might not have thought of doing, it's pretty twisted to turn that into a guilt trip that uses people's natural anxiety about making the best use of their time on Earth as a stick to beat them with, and incredibly arrogant to set ourselves up as the arbiter of things people must do at all, let alone putting a sodding time limit on it. So we're going to go back to basics, call it two things to do before or after you're 30, and give it away free on a postcard.
So back to survive and procreate?
No, because most people who can afford books survive to 30 anyway, and it turns out you don't need to procreate if you don't want to. It's going to read, one, be kind, two, have fun.